piazzo e quelli che vendevano. So we do not believe in this thing. Then there is Bhagavan and Bhagavan comes. He has got a mission. Do we believe in this thing? Frankly speaking, do we believe in this thing?
We do.
Then you must
we
act
it also in our body.
According to his mission. According to his mission. The mission is Yadadadahi Dharma Sablani. When we are engaged in glani dharma, which is not dharma, cheating. Glani. What is the glani?
Hatred.
Glani means which is abominable.
Abominable.
Yadadadahi Dharma Sablani. So what is that glani? Glani means, dharma means, dharmantu saksad bhagavat pranta. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is Yamuna said, dharmantu saksad bhagavat pranta. Dharma cannot be manufactured by any man. Your verse is canto.
6th canto, 3rd chapter, 19th verse.
Yes, find it. Yamaraj said, dharmam tu saksang bhagavat pranitam. Even the demigods, they cannot manufacture dharma.
Dharmam tu saksang bhagavat pranitam na vai vidurishayo na pi deva na sedamukya asura manusha kuto nu vijadara charanadaya. Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although fully situated in the mode of goodness, even the great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles, nor can the demigods or the leaders of Siddhaloka, to say nothing of the asuras, ordinary human beings, vijadaras and charanas.
Nobody can. This is the principle. So when so many rascal dharma is introduced, that is dharma sangraha. We must know this. Then we can understand what is the mission of Bhagavan. When rascals are introducing so-called so many dharma, that is dharma sangraha.
Yes.
Do you accept or not?
Correct. We accept.
Therefore, Bhagavan concludes at the end, you rascal sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sarva. This is dharma.
Yes.
To surrender to the law. That is it. And in another place, Srimad Bhagavatam, Savi Pungsan Parodhan Jato Bhakti Yadokta. Without this, all cheating. If there is no bhakti, surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all these kind of dharmas, they are all cheating. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Dharma Prodhita Kaita Bhakti. On this, Sridhar Swami has commented, Aptara mokha vancha api nirastam. Dharmatha kam moksha. So according to this principle, they are all cheating. So-called religious system, the artha, economic development, sense gratification, just like that, we have created so many social dharma. সংসার ধর্ম, গৃহস্থ ধর্ম, দিস ধর্ম, দ্যাট ধর্ম, দ্যাট ওয়ে দে অল চিজি। Therefore, our request is that Jagyartha Karma Annatra Lokayam Karma Vanda. In the Balaji's temple, mostly poor cultivators have seen the book and they want to give something to the Lord, Jagyartha. So the Karmis, they are advised, that Parosi, Kurusutan Madarpana, give me. So these Karmis, somehow or other, by their great fortune, they are giving something to the Lord. Jagyate. That money should not be utilized for any other. Very odd. It must be utilized for the purpose to fulfill the mission of the Lord. The mission of the Lord is Sarva Dharmān Parityajya Mām Iti. How people can be trained up to give up all these nonsensical type of dharma and have to become a devotee of this, for this purpose, this money should be spent. Then it is the money.
Mostly it is less than that. And then most of, completely. Mm-hmm. Only one or two is mere, what is it called, charity. The industry, there has been a wrong impression that we are directly in the industry.
It should be utilized simply for the purpose of awakening the devotional inspiration for no other purpose. Just like the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti, Nitya Siddha, this is our nature. Just like these Europeans and Americans, they have become Krishna Bhakti. So what business they have to do in Krishna? They are coming from Christian family, Jewish families, or some of the Mohammedan family. So what they have got to do with Krishna? They have got to do anything. So how they become a Krishna? In the, that like he is coming from Parsi family, he is coming from Jewish family, he is coming from Christian family, he is coming from Europe, he is coming from America. So what they have got to do with Krishna? We Indians, or Hindus, we may have some concern with Krishna. Oh, what they have got? They haven't got anything to do with Krishna. Now you pay them 1 lakh rupees and ask them, you become again Christian, you become again Parsi. You see? Make them again Christian. Practice. These are young boys. To ask them that I'll give you good girl, I'll give you good money, to give us the Krishna consciousness, come. Ask them to make a test. They'll refuse. They'll kick out. How they appear. Therefore it is a fact. As it is stated in the Chaitanya Chaitanya, Krishna Bhakti Nitya Siddha. Everyone has got Krishna Bhakti eternal. It is not artificial. They have not become Krishna Bhakti artificial. It is the eternal link that has been awakened. Mm.
Small doubt has come. Mm. Let us say there are 100 leprosy patients. There are 1,000 orphans. We put them there, give them food, and make them pray to Krishna.
Their mistake. That if you have to awaken Krishna Bhakti, why you go to the lepers?
No, they have come there. They are all there in the temple. They are not allowing others to pray properly. They are all 1,000. In the past, there are thousands.
We have no objection.
Thank you.
Because our principle is Krishna Bhakti Nitya Siddha.
Yes.
So Krishna Bhakti is there everywhere.
Yes.
So, leper or non-leper.
Yes.
That's like our Vivekananda.
Yeah.
He took up Daridana.
Yeah.
And this is an absurd proposition. Narayana is never Daridana. But if you put this argument, then Narayana is everywhere. So if Narayana is everywhere, why you take up only Daridana Narayana? Why not Dhani Narayana? If you have got so broad vision, that Narayana is everywhere, therefore we see everyone. So why you particularly take the Daridana? Similarly, Krishna Bhakti is everywhere. It is in the leper and non-leper.
Yes.
So why should you take particularly the leper? So that is outwardly social service, that they are taking care of the leper. So in that vision it will not be right. Krishna Bhakti even requires Imre Kormi, like big owner of factories, he is more diseased than the leper. Because he has no Krishna Bhakti. So we have to take care of the leper and the richest man also, if he has no Krishna.
That also.
No, therefore we should not make any distinction. That only the lepers will be taken care.
Again, before you said rich man or somebody comes, prays.
Every man is more than leper.
He takes the prasada in the temple, he goes. But this man is not allowed. He can't come.
So
therefore, God goes.
We have to take. You cannot manufacture where God goes. You should have to take lesson from God. That is one thing. If we manufacture ideas, that will never be success. Don't manufacture ideas. If you want to be servant of God, you must take instruction from God. That is one thing. You cannot manufacture ideas that God wants it. So, first of all, try to understand what is God's mission. God's mission is, it is clearly said, dada-dada-hi dharma sablani. So, more or less, everyone is entangled with this grani dharma. A manufacturer. Just like the demigod worship. This is a grani dharma. And Krishna says, sarva dharma parityajya mamaham sarvam. And Krishna clearly says, kama srastha hita jnana jajante anna devata. So, if you want to utilize, people are giving in good faith Balaji, Krishna, that is hard-earned money, whatever it is, we are giving some. Jagya, that is wanted. Jagya chakarmanna thulukangamma. But that money should not be utilized for any other purpose except yoga. First of all, you have to decide like that. Then we can give you direction. First of all, you have to decide that this money, not a single farthing should be spent for any other purpose than performing yoga. Then we can give you regulation. And if you have planned to utilize this money for any other purpose, that is not Krishna's mission, that is your mission. So first of all you have to decide whether you are going to execute Krishna's mission or your mission. Krishna's mission is very clearly defined. It is there, everything is declared there in the Bhagavad Gita. We can do it very nicely. But if you want to do any other mission, then you can do. You are government, you are in power, you can do that. But that will not be pleasing to Krishna. He has got a mission that is stated. Dharmasya glani bhavati. So any dharma, so-called dharma, which does not awaken the Krishna consciousness is glani. Krishna does not want that. So if against the will of Krishna, against the mission of Krishna, if you want to do something, you can do. People are doing so many things. But that is also mentioned by Krishna. One verse says that one does not. Krishna's mission is the surrender. Now who does not surrender to Krishna? That is stated by Krishna. Namāna duṣkita na mūrhā prapadyante na rāgmā māyā apuita jñāna āsuri bhāva. Anyone who does not surrender to Krishna, he must be duped. Either duṣkita na mūrhā na rāgmā māyā apuita jñāna āsuri bhāva. We do that. Anyone who does not surrender to Krishna, he must be duped. And for them, what is their tanaham disatat puran kimapi ajasam? Find out this verse. Tanaham disatat puran. If anyone is envious of Krishna, then what is his punishment?
Tanaham disatat puran samsarishu naradhaman shupami ajasam ashuban ashurishu eva jonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life.
The next one.
Asurin goni mapana muta janmani janmani mama prapya eva kanteya jato jantya damam gatim. Attaining repeated birth amongst the species of demoniac life, such persons can never approach me. Gradually they sink down to the most abominable type of existence.
So this is my request, that our money, there is nothing our money, everything Krishna. But we are thinking, because we are asuri. So asuras think like that. Just like Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, what is that? That is asuri. They think like that, and that is asuri. But otherwise, Ishava Sridam Sadmam. Everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, Jagga is advised. The sooner you hand over Krishna's property to Krishna, it is good.
Swamiji, we are karma yogis. We start the day with surrendering to God and asking Him to show us the way. You understand? I don't know what other way we are
getting karma yogi. Why you should take Krishna's money for karma?
For what? For what? Not just for anything else.
That is the.
It is not used, as you correctly saying. That way only it is used. There may be different.
The first thing is that if you decide that Krishna's money should be utilized for Krishna's mission,
yes.
So Krishna's mission is the Dasarva Dharman Paritanjo Mahavetam Saran. You have to bring them to the sense of Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And there is a process. You cannot manufacture that process. You have to take the process from Krishna. That Krishna says, Manmana Bhavan Bhakta Madhyayi Manasku. Four things. You have to teach people how he can think of Krishna. Manmana. Then the mission is there. That is Krishna. Krishna said, Satatam kirtayantam mam jatantascha dhirabhyam. Namasantascha vam bhaktya nitya nitya upasana. You have to teach them like that. Satatam kirtayantam mam. As we are doing. And always chanting Hare Krishna. So if you manufacture in your own way, that you can do. Yashastra vidhima siddhya vartate kamacharo na siddhim sarva. That means let me successful. If you have to execute the mission of Krishna, you have to take instruction of Krishna and do it rigidly, then it is. Krishna's mission is that one must know Krishna and surrender to him. This is mission. But Krishna does not say that by karma yoga one can understand. Krishna says, bhakta mam vijanati javan jashyami. So you cannot say we are karma yogi. Karma yogi means the third class. He is karmi, a little mixed up with her. Adulthood. Jnana Yogi, he is not a bhakta, he is jnani, but just to bring him gradually a little bhakti. You see? And real bhakti is annavilasita sunnam jnana karma anabhritam. When it will be tintless of any karma and jnana, then it is pure bhakti. That is Krishna Krishna. Sarvadharma Paritya. Not mix up with jnana, karma, yoga. Otherwise, how Krishna says, bhaktyam. He could have said anyway, as this rascal said, anywhere go, you will get Krishna. And that Krishna does not say. Krishna says, bhaktyam javan jasyam tapa. Manusanam says, Kosti Vetimam Tattva. Janma Karma Dibbami Ju Janati Tattva. So that Tattva, Bhaktyam Abhijana, Javana Dashani Tattva. So we have to take this. He manufactured in your own way, and still he will carry out the mission of Krishna, that is company. You have to take the lesson from Krishna. Then it will be successful. Karma yogi is for the third class. They are addicted to karma. A little bit. That is not pure. Jnana karma anabhitam. When there is not a tinge of karma and jnana, that is pure. That is Krishna consciousness. So everything is there, direction is there. We can guide you, but not our according to our whims, but according to Shastra. But if you are greedy to accept, then we can also cooperate. But if you manufacture your own way, then how you can go? Krishna's mission is this. Jada-jada-hidhan-masabdhani. Accept Krishna bhakti, bhaktiya. Everything is glani. All glani. And that can be everything. Krishna bhakti. Just like this mind and brain that is there and unseated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna. Everyone has Krishna bhakti. You have to have it in sight. Nitya Siddha Krishna bhakti saddha bhavana. It is not artificial. Subhanadi Shuddha Chitte Karo Yoga. The hearing about Krishna is pure. That is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chinnadanga Sakata Krishna Punna Savana Kita Riddantasa Avadrani Vidhunati Suhit Sata Nasta Prayeshu Avadreshu Nitranga Bhagavata Seva Bhagavati Nashtiri Bhakti Uttama Sota Bhavati Nashti. Tato Rajastamo Bhava Kamalu Bhagayastadi Chita Etai Ranani Dhyasthita Satte Prasidati. So you have to follow this following. This has to believe. One step ahead. And if you don't care for this Shastra belief, you can do that. And not say danger. It is there inside. It will be a show, big show, but there is no siddhi. And cooperation is there. You will not touch a single farthing of your money, but we can give you direction and spend it like that. As government bank, you can see that you are not touching a single farthing of your money, but it is being spent for Krishna of Krishna. That you can do. this is the duty of the government man to see that people may not misrepresent. That is the Vedic kingdom. Prithu Maharaj was to see that a Brahman is doing acting like Brahman, a Patri is doing like Patri. So, it is government's duty to see that Balaji's money, Krishna's money, is to the farthing spent for his mission. That is your duty. That is government's duty. That nothing is misused, nothing is misrepresented. But we know how to execute the mission of Krishna. Everyone can know because the direction is there. It is not a secret thing, it is open secret. But you have to act. That requires strength. And so far, my experience goes, the whole world will take to Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, I am struggling single-handed. And they are criticizing me in the parlor. You have seen the recent article, Bleeds Against Me. What is that heading? Ungodly face. I'm doing ungodly. But they're advertising them. Trying to make me unpopular. The Mahavadis, they say, the Bhaktivedanta Swami is ruining Hinduism. They're saying that. Bhotak ne se Mahavadi Sangha.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm being criticized in Parliament, I'm criticized by the so-called Jagat Gurus who have never seen what is Jagat, and so on, so on.
No, for a country suffering from multiplicity of gods, you are doing a very great service, asking them to concentrate on Krishna.
That is only God, Krishna
too. How you are uniting them? It's a very great service.
Yes,
no doubt about that, absolutely, I don't know.
You're
right. And you are making the man, a human being, a servant of that one single divinity.
This is not my manufacture. Shastra says, Krishna through Bhagavan.
But they have said so many things in the name of Shastra. They have said so many things in the name of Shastra that you are making it one. It's very
good. No, those who have accepted by the acharyas. Shastra, which is accepted by the acharyas, that is Shastra. You cannot, as you cannot manufacture religion, you cannot manufacture Shastra.
True.
True, by the acharyas. Acharya upasanam. Therefore, Krishna said also that you should know from the acharya. Everyone, they are preaching Bhagavad Gita with the purpose of killing Krishna.
Killing Krishna.
Everyone. The politicians, the scholars, the rascals, and everything. This main purpose is how to kill Krishna. in Bombay, I've got a very big fan who know him. I do not wish to disclose his name. He has set aside 10 lakhs of rupees from preaching Gita. But he wants Gita without Krishna. Ram without Sita. Ravan's fall. Take away Sita. Ram will remain alone. So take away Gita and cut Krishna. I cannot make any compromise. I said, my life is ended now, 81. I do not know. But so long as I shall live, I shall make no compromise. Krishna Subhama. Zero breath. And that is a fact. Why shall I mislead people? They are searching after God. What is God? Here is God. And you should take it. See his activities. Tally with the formula of God. You see, Krishna is there. Krishna is there. What I have got, I shall try to establish temples of Krishna all over the world with my teeny income. I have got bookshelves. Krishna has given me a very good chance. It is beyond any dream. We are selling books $60,000 daily.
$60,000.
Yes, $60,000. Daily. Yes, daily. Wow. Great. And we are known the topmost publisher of religious and theological books in the world. And we are approved, our books are approved by the greatest learned scholars of all universities. Because they are seeing a new light. No hard-word philosophy. India also, wherever you are going. Now, yes. Within, how many days? Within a month.
Yes, 1 month in Uttar Pradesh.
He has got 70 standing orders. Our books are, say, 80. So, 80 books, say, average $5. 80 books, $5 means?
$400.
Such 70 orders.
470.
He has secured order in 1 month. In one place. Standing on. Whatever is published, give us, and then others, while they will be published, and they have not seen it in the book.
This is practical to tell. Is in the books.
no librarian, no university, no scholar, no professor. Infusion. As soon as we go, just break this attack. I'm bringing money from the foreign countries by selling books, and they're criticizing them. That I'm CIA. You see the fun. And there is nobody to give me protection.
Not giving.
No, giving that. I'm going to. Because they are envious. How Vakil Sami is getting so much money? He's paying crores and crores. There must be some political, as they're getting from Russia. But actually, I'm selling. I'm working night writing this book, and these boys are helping me to sell it. I'm getting enough money to sell it. What is my fault? But Krishna is saying we have sacrificed everything, our life and everything, and Krishna is giving us money and we are spending it, and then Krishna in the parliament. This is my misfortune. I don't take it as misfortune. Because Asuras are always there. Even Krishna's time.
No,
because we are getting so much money. So this time we have to spend more, 10 lakhs?
12 lakhs.
12 lakhs. So, by selling my books, and I have sent him more than 4 lakhs, 5 lakhs from foreign countries. This is my fault. Similarly, in Bombay, we are spending every month 7 lakhs. Regularly. That is coming from foreign country. And they are thinking, and taking bribe, and acting as CIA. And CIA has become Vaishnav with long Sikha and giving up all facilities of life, and they are dancing. People have no common sense. The CIA can could stay in a nice hotel and enjoy life. Why so much vairagya? Even my god brother said, the American government has given me 2 crores of it. Now we are planning to have a temple in Mahapur where, what is it, Ramasavas? Where we shall spend how much money monthly?
$200,000 monthly.
$200,000 monthly.
Navdeep.
$200,000. Nobody will be able to check. In God. That is Krishna. Here is dictaphone. I work at night. I get up at past 12, 1. and I write book. And data I have engaged. And daily, I have 10 pens, 20 pens written, that is sent to Los Angeles, Helsinki, our place. And they take care.
Yes.
How are books printed? Have you got that thing?
I have it in 16 mm. Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Why don't you show?
Just now?
Yeah. What you take? Little on.
I don't have a cartridge. I have the big
one.
I have the 16 mm film. I have it in 16 mm.
That's all right. But the press.
What? Yes, the press.
And so then. How the American industrial process we are printing our books. I met the book trust, $60,000 there selling. So as author, I could have derived from them at least 6,000, 10% minimum, $6,000 per day. $6,000 means 60,000. That would have been my daily income. But I tell you, little khichdi from them.
Mr. Sheshu has seen the person. He was last month at Los
Project very successful. Now here Bhagurkari is also giving us some land.
Hi.
Oh,
that's
it. So we have got big program. Any amount of money you bring to us, we shall spend it. Together. The lame man was was taken by the blind man. So the lame man has got eyes. He has given direction. Go this way. So both their work was done. So I say that India is lame. America is blind. Let us combine together. Then we can give a great culture for the benefit of the whole humanity. Right. They have no money then. And they have got money, but they have no knowledge. So let us combine together. This is all. Come up from your mouth. By this cooperation, when I was in India, I published 3 parts of Srimad Bhagavatam, a great deal. And now, since I have gone there, I am publishing every month a book. Execution of the mission of
God. I take it to mention.
Not to keep Krishna within the boundary of certain areas. Mahamudhija Pudapti, Sarvajo Nishukam, he is the father of all living entities. This is known. Full page, first page. And the heading was that Nirmanavan made Abhidha Ati Jamuna a good Dahiki Nadi Bhairo. They gave this heading. And they gave all details of things. New Vrindavan in Virginia, we have got 1,000 acres of land. I'm very glad how they're living peacefully. So we want to make an example here in this 600 acres of land, it is given to us. Karula is there. And not Bhavanti Bhuta. Produce sufficient quantity of Anna.
everyone will be satisfied. And now, don't you? It can never fail by factory boundary. Anna Bhavanti. But Anna Anna Sambhava. Jagya Bhavanti Bhagya. Jagya Karma Samubhava. Jagya Tekarma Nasa Bhuta Bhava. This formula to be. माल कई उड़ा कृष्ण बेचारी पर्सनली बोल रहे हैं अहम मार दीजिएगा ये लोग कहते हैं कृष्ण निराला इस पर्सनली स्पीक बैठ दे भगवान हुआ भगवान का चल रहा है भगवान को कुछ है नहीं
जहर मन ओम से चल मेरा मेरा ध्यान करो मेरा कौन है मन
इति ते ज्ञानं प्रख्यातम्
गुह्यां भूयात् सर्वं मया इति ते ज्ञानं अज्ञातं गुह्यां भूयात् सर्वं मया विमृश्यैतादिशेषिणा Yatechtasi Tathakuru. Thus I have explained to you the most confidential of all knowledge. Deliberate on this fully, and then do what you wish to do.
This must explain everything, all confidence. Now, consider about it, think about it, and do whatever you wish. Yatechtasi Tathakuru. The reward is there. Whatever you like and do. Krishna is not forced. He can force, but he does not interfere with little liver. Then he becomes stone. Living entity has got little liver because he is part and parcel of Krishna.
Very accepted. Very same as an
Arjuna Uvacha Nashtamoha Smriti Lata Tvatprasadan Mayatika Jitosmi Gata Sandeha Parishye Vachanam Tava. Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy, and I am now firm and free from doubt, and I am prepared to act according to your instructions."
That is the answer. That is translated in Bengali. Krishna Bhakti Nitya Shuddha Saddha Karuna Sumanadi Shuddha Chitta Parayuna. Now I have Nashtama. Now my illusion is over. That is important. Krishna gives you liberty, whatever you like to do. But when you come to the conclusion, no, I can do what you say. That is what. I can do whatever I like. That liberty is there. But if I accept Krishna's instruction, that is what.
Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
That Mahatma. Previous one.
Mahatmanas tumam farta dahim pukriti machita vajantyananya manaso gyapa bhuta dimavyayam. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible.
That is Mahatma. This is Mahatma. Mahatma is Kumar Prasad. And
Daivim Pukriti Mastika Vajanti Ananya Manaso Gyatva Bhuta Dimagayam. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mam Prapajate Vasudeva Savamiti Sa Mahatma Sadulaba. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare.
Thank you.
gentleman is the head of the Marwari community. Mr. Inami. They only speak Hindi. They would like to speak to you, but they don't understand English.
No, I can. Hindi me bol sakta.
Hindi me bol sakta, Maharaj. Maharaj, Hindi bol sakta.
In food, you cannot preach. You cannot talk. I went there when I was 70 years old. I was sitting in Vrindavan. So I thought that my Guru Maharaj wanted me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted me. In this old age, let me tell you. And then explain it. But like Krishna's grace, he didn't tell me. Good feeling, thought propagating this fact. See how young men pay attention. There young men who perhaps told us. इधर मांस छोड़ रहा है इधर मांस खाने को सीख रहा है जुहू में एक ब्रास है बीट शॉप तब हिंदू लोग बीट खाने को सुनते हैं क्या रहेंगे I inquired some of the Hindu boys do you eat meat? So they began to smile, then they accepted. And look, jab maans khata hai, wo beef hua, aur ye hua, wo sabhi khaye.
राष्ट्रपति महात्मा गांधी ने कहा था कि मैं श्री ज्यादा मुख्या बंद करना मेरी रुचि है इतने वर्ष में कौशल है
अब बोलने से क्या प्लेटफॉर्म नहीं सुने खाली बोलने से क्या कौन सुने बोलता है कांचाए ना लोहाले मांस मांस तोड़ देते हैं क्या मांस होता है ना वो जब ग्रीन रहता है उसका बैंक पर और वो जब येलो हो जाता है टैश
इतने बार टूट जाए
पहले तो उसे खाया नहीं जाता अब जब येलो हो गया उसको क्या सीखा टूट गया Yathechasi tathakuru.
No, yeah, we get to that. There's absolutely no difference. So, what you are saying is, I don't know, it's completely, that's what I said. Because, established in one society,
the society of Krishna Bhakta.
Right.
There is starting on there is Krishna. It's a great service to Krishna.
Ah, yes.
This country, other countries, this country itself is such a great service.
Whole world will have.
That's what I mean. This country itself is such a great service. It's very bad news. This can lead later. And
we can go up on it.
Unless you are so single-minded, it can't be. Therefore, you say there is no compromise. You say, correct? Otherwise, if there are compromises, there are adjustments. No. It will lead to dilution. You understand?
Compromise comes before.
So long ago.
These while on the country, you say that no compromise. You have to do this. No illicit. No meditation, no intoxication, even after smoking cigarettes or drinking tea, no gambling. If you accept, then you become magician. That's it. No compromise.
That is something that is a great coordination, because you are establishing a center here.
We are meant for this purpose of coordination. But if you take our we have taken prasad.
Yes, we do.
Pati-buddhi galaidari. If one is over-intelligent, hang it. There is a Bengali saying, Pati-buddhi galaidari. If one is unnecessarily over-intelligent, just hang it. With the rope in the neck. He is Pati-buddhi. In any way, he was intelligent to purchase.
Yes.
Because it is explained that it's not useful for research purposes in Vedic culture.
Yes, yes, so he is the subject matter. Even if he thinks that it is written by Bodhisattva, such a great knowledge, one has to read. Such great knowledge is not possible by Bodhisattva unless he is incarnation of God. This said second canto, part one. Huh?
Second canto, part one,
verse
one. Find out this Bariyanesha. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Varyaneshate Krishna Pito Loka Hitam Nipa Atmavit Samatam Pumsham Shotavyadishu Yakparaha.
Why not that verse when he says, have heard it from my father. Pravishtruto Vyanagyam. You have to begin Pravishtruto Vyanagyam.
Idam Bhagavatam Nama. Idam Bhagavatam.
Before that, Pravishtruto Vyanagyam. What begins with Pravishtruto?
Samitam Aditavam Dvaparado Pitu Dvaparyanadaham. At the end of the Dvapara Yuga, I studied this great supplement of Vedic literature of the name Srimad Bhagavatam, which is equal to all the Vedas, from my father, Srila Dvapayana Vyasadeva.
And this rascal says, Vodham. The speaker of Bhagavatam, he said that I learned it from my father. Father is that way. That is rascal says. That's it. And they are posted in big books. Such nonsense knowledge. They are posted in big books. He does not know who is the author of Bhagavad. Yet it is the thing to say. I learned it from my father. His father is bad there. So take this word. If anyone says, Sukadev Goswami, the speaker of Bhagavad, is admitting that I've learned it from my father. And where the Bhagavad come? That right?
I was quite that if I began to oppose him, then he would not take the book.
Scholarly, that present, that here is the Sukadev Goswami, the speaker of Bhagavad. He says, I learned it from my father. And who is his father? Both them are bad men.
Yes. Only two of them. One of them is here, but he was not at home. And the other one is out of station. So we'll get their signature when they come.
Two of them are signed.
Yes. Hari Prasad and Srinivas, they are both signed. And Sri Krishan Dut, he's here, but he was not at home or something. Yes, he will do whatever Hari Prasad says. And Omkaral is the youngest brother, so he will also just sign. Shall I keep this or would you like to keep it here?
I will. You can keep it.
I'll lock it up.
Thank you.
When I speak to some of these archaeologists that I meet, these professors, I ask them, do they believe in the historical validity of this Mahabharata and Bhagavatam? And they say, personally, I believe, but officially, we have to follow the archaeology, the techniques of measuring the time. So they have two faces, one for official life and one for personal life.
Duplicity. Duplicity.
Yes. But there are some of them who are trying to prove also that the Mahabharata was historical.
Mahabharata, that very name suggests history. Bigger India. Maha means bigger. And Bharat means India.
There's one verse in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 7. Iksha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata sarvabhutani samoham sargayanti parantapa. The meaning of this verse is that all living beings in the material world are born into delusion, overcome by the duality of desire and hate. So the fact is that the living entity, he desires to become great. Just like God is very great, so the living entity wants to imitate God. And therefore he comes in this material world and he tries to become great and very powerful. This is desire. He tries to enjoy himself. And also, Iksha Dvesha, he becomes envious of the Lord. Most people, or many people in the material world, they don't like to admit that God exists or that there's someone greater than themselves because they think themselves to be the greatest. This is a disease of material life. But the cure for this disease that we have to accept...
You know that? There is only that since they say I'm God. No, that is it. If somebody says I am God, it is a fact. And he says that, he says it like that. That is it.
Because of what people accept and have done. Because of all false things.
Yes, sir.
You are the great scientist and the professors also are following all this.
This man has come to read the Uriya book. He can read Uriya. So,
what is that?
He wanted someone to translate. They have come.
What is that Uriya book?
The one God Muni?
Yes. Orissa language. Orissa language.
Thank you.
life that we are searching. Because of that, we are able to speak of the...
Do you think that realization is good? If one realizes that he is wrong. Do you think he has actually realized anything?
What they realize, they don't.
What is the proof?
That's what the truth is.
Everyone can say I'm God, but when you prove, you must act like God. If somebody says I'm the richest man, simply this statement will do or it will. You must see how he is rich.
Please. Hey, Sangha, Sri Srimad.